Here's the congressional report for New York's 19th congressional district and Representative Antonio Delgado. The website 538.com reports that so far Delgado votes with Donald Trump's positions 0% of the time.
Dan Friedman reports in the Albany Times-Union, Representative Antonio Delgado is warning constituents that any problems they registered with his predecessor may need to be refiled. Delgado says in a press release, and I quote, "My number one priority is working on behalf of the people of the 19th Congressional District, so if there are folks out there that need assistance with matters previously handled by Representative Faso's office, please know that we are here to help you," end quote. John Faso, back home in Kinderhook, said that as far as he knows, all case files were sent to Delgado. Faso said in an email with the newspaper, and I quote, "We had continual contact with his office during transition and turned over open cases we had where constituents so authorized. Our staff was able to close all but a few open matters prior to the end of my term," end quote. He guessed there were only about 12 such cases, but unidentified Delgado staffers said they only received 6 unresolved cases from Faso. Delgado opens his second office February 4th in Delhi and holds his third town hall meeting February 2nd, this one in Sullivan County. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union.
Ariel Zangler reports in the Daily Freeman that Representative Antonio Delgado will bring Hoosick Falls resident Michael Hickey as his guest to the State of the Union February 5th at the Capitol. Hickey lost his father due to polyfluorocarbonate, or PFAS, substances that had contaminated the local water supply from industrial plants in Rensselaer County. Hickey has filed a federal class action lawsuit against St. Gobain Performance Plastics and Honeywell International, the two companies blamed for the contamination in the Hoosick Falls water system. Delgado is a founding member of the Congressional PFAS Task Force and co-sponsored the PFAS Action Act that would designate all PFAS under the Superfund program. Delgado was looking forward to the State of the Union speech. Quote, "I hope to hear the desire to find some common ground," unquote, he said of the president. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman.
Ariel Zangler reports in the Daily Freeman that Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck representing the 19th Congressional District, wants a Department of Energy study of demand for green jobs. And he may not know the results of that study yet, but he also wants to award grants to community colleges and small businesses to provide job training to support the study's findings. Delgado said, and I quote, "Science leaves no room for doubt. Climate change has reached the threshold of existential crisis. As a recently published Fourth National Climate Assessment makes clear, our nation's safety, health, and quality of life are increasingly at risk from the effects of human-caused climate change," end quote. Delgado didn't say when he would introduce the legislation, but did say it has been more than a decade since this type of study was done. He said he was not yet prepared to identify other lawmakers signing on to his proposal. Delgado also said he does not yet have a plan for funding the proposal. He knows President Donald Trump and others who don't believe in climate change will oppose the measure. He said, and I quote, "No doubt the headwinds are severe, and I'm not going to sugarcoat that," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. New York politicians reacted to the president's State of the Union speech. Representative Antonio Delgado released a statement that read in part, and I quote, "While I wish the president's speech had focused more on what brings us together, I was glad to hear him discuss some key issues that I think we can all agree to prioritize, like reducing the price of prescription drugs and strengthening our infrastructure," end quote. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's statement read, and I quote, "President Trump has had years to bring this country together, but instead he has chosen to divide the country across every single line he can imagine. If President Trump wants to convince the country that he actually cares about bringing us together, then he can start by no longer using government workers as political pawns, reuniting the families that his administration ripped apart at the border, and stopping with political wedge issues like telling women they can't make their own health decisions in consultations with their doctor," end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo only focused on one issue in his statement, and I quote, "Tonight, President Trump proposed rolling back the protections provided by Roe v. Wade, the law of our nation for 46 years affirmed and reaffirmed by numerous Supreme Courts. Never. New York has a message for those who spread lies and fear to control women's reproductive health decisions. Not going to happen. Not now, not ever.
No veteran in upstate New York or across the country should have to forego health care because they can't access child care services. My amendment adds emergency mental health care as a covered health care service for veterans under H.R. 840. As it now reads, the bill provides for regular and intensive care, such as monthly VA medical appointments. However, it does not account for unscheduled appointments that sadly can make the difference between life and death. What if there is no time for an appointment? What if that individual is thinking about harming themselves or others? My amendment would allow veterans to receive child care services when there is an immediate need for assistance due to a mental ailment, whether from addictive opioids, post-traumatic stress disorder, or depression, just to name a few. In my district and throughout most of the country, we have seen the opioid crisis rise to horrific numbers and impact millions of families. In fact, between 2010 and 2015, studies revealed that the number of veterans addicted to prescribed opioids grew by over 50%, a total of 68,000 service members. This is quite concerning. In my district, I represent more than 39,000 veterans, and much too often, addiction and mental health are swept under the table. Mental health should not be treated differently than one's physical health, and this legislation and proposed amendment takes significant steps to do just that, helping to aid veterans and their respective families with this fight. Our veterans have sacrificed so much for our country. And when faced with a mental health crisis, it is our responsibility as a nation to do everything we can to provide for their well-being. Mr. Chairman,